today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, Salamu Alaikum. Welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Today you are with us and we're going to speak about being the guest of Allah.
الصوم أوشك يبتدي رمضان يا ضيف الورى قد زرتنا في الموعد كنا على جمر الغضا من واله ومفند رمضان يا ضيفا أتى يجلو لنا القلب الصدي.
Today, Saturday, is the 30th of the month of Shaban, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 13th of Farvardin, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 2nd of April, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. At the beginning of this episode of today's special, we're going to listen to verses 1 to 6 of chapter Rahman from The Holy Quran. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
Ar-Rahman.
The most merciful.
عَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ
Taught the Quran.
خَلَقَ الْإِنسَانَ
Created man.
عَلَّمَهُ الْبَيَانَ
And taught him eloquence.
الشَّمْسُ وَالْقَمَرُ بِحُسْبَانَ
The sun and the moon move by precise calculation. And the stars and trees prostrate.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Merits of recitation of the chapter, according to a tradition narrated from the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him and his family, one who recites Surah Al-Hamd shall be granted divine graciousness upon his inability to give thanks to Allah for all his blessings, and shall be rewarded for his gratitude against divine blessings. Yes, generally speaking, the blessed chapter treats of different material and spiritual divine blessings bestowed upon his servants, encompassing them all such that the blessed chapter may bear the designations divine graciousness or divine blessings, as a consequence of which the blessed chapter opens with one of the most beautiful divine names and attributes of Allah, the Most Gracious.
Thank you.
يا رمضان يا خير أشهر الرحمن فيك أنزل القرآن.
This is today's special from IRIB English Radio, and now we look at the meaning of being the guest of Allah. The month of Ramadan, as the Holy Prophet of Islam said, is the month in which we are invited into the feast of Allah. There is a narration in which the Holy Prophet of Islam said, "There are some breezes from Allah throughout your lifetime. Be aware, make yourselves exposed to them." It means that throughout our lifetime, there are some opportunities given by Allah. If we do not use them properly, in fact, we have deprived ourselves from the bounties of those opportunities. Among these breezes is the month of Ramadan. There is a likening that can help us so much to be prepared for the feast of Allah. That is the month of Ramadan.
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bi nasta'in. In this episode, we are going to talk about why the month of Ramadan is described as the month of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the beginning, it must be indicated that the whole creature and the whole world belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as the creator of the whole universe, whether material or non-material. However, the point in this regard is that in the month of Ramadan in Islam, people are invited to observe fasting. And this fasting, because it's mandatory, special rites and rituals should be observed in it. Because of this, it's indicated in Islamic instructions, indicated in the Holy Quran or indicated in the words of the infallibles, in the hadiths, the month of Ramadan is regarded as the month of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the month that its mandatory fasting is going to be rewarded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All rewards come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, the purpose of fasting is simply observing the express rules indicated by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because of this, we find that the month of Ramadan is regarded as the month of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In Arabic, it's called Shahr Allah al-Akbar, the great month of Allah. In this connection, it deserves a mention that in Islam, the month of Ramadan is regarded as the month of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, such that those people who observe fasting have been invited to the reception prepared by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In this reception prepared by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it isn't meant that people are going to receive extra foods or extra drinks. Rather, people are going to be provided with extra intellectual and religious or spiritual food and pabulum.
Ramadan ya Ramadan ya nafhata ar-Rahman Ramadan ya Ramadan shahru judin wa ghufran Ramadan ya Ramadan يا نفحة الرحمن رمضان يا رمضان شهر جود وغفران.
Now, ways to welcome Ramadan, thanks and happiness. When the month comes, the month of Ramadan comes, then you should be thankful to Allah and show happiness. The companions of the Prophet Muhammad, peace and salutations of Allah be upon him and his family, used to greet each other on the beginning of Ramadan. The Prophet giving the good news of the month to his companions. As the month of Ramadan has come to you, it is a blessed month. Allah has made obligatory on you to fast during this month. the gates of heaven are opened in this month, and the gates of hell are closed, and the devils are chained. In this month there is a night that is better than 1,000 months. Whoever is deprived of its blessings is indeed deprived. IRIB English Radio presents today's special. Today's special presents the special banquet. With regard to Ziyafatullah, the name Allah is employed. The name Allah is an all-comprehensive name of Allah, name of God, which exemplifies all His perfect attributes. That is why it is also known as Ismul Azam. That means the greatest name. Consequently, the spiritual food in the month of Ramadan is one that makes us true worshippers of Almighty Allah, those who exemplify all His sublime names in themselves. In one of his sermons, Imam Khomeini alludes to this subtlety, saying, "How can we express our gratitude in return for this great divine blessing? For the nations have been called to be the guests of Allah with all His names." In other words, the holy month of Ramadan is a month of becoming Abdullah. That means an obedient servant of Allah.
One of the greatest gifts of the Almighty God for humanity is the holy month of Ramadan. The month of Ramadan is the month of forgiveness. It is the month of mercy. It is the month of spirituality. What is amazing and unique about the holy month of Ramadan is that it provides us a break from our daily routine. Sometimes our lives become just a routine. The holy month of Ramadan offers us that amazing spiritual break from the distractions of this life, from the materialism of this life, from the stress of this life. It offers us a break to nourish our soul, to uplift our spirituality, and to seek closeness to our Creator, the Almighty God. The holy month of Ramadan is the month of the Holy Quran. It is an opportunity for us to develop a stronger relationship with the Book of God, this amazing book of guidance. The Holy Quran gives life to our hearts. It shows us the way. It teaches us how to rise above our temptations and desires and lusts. The Holy Quran empowers us to empower the intellect over our physical desires.
Inshallah, we continue and we speak more about this topic that is about the month of Allah. Till then, we leave you in Allah's protection. Have a nice time.
ومجالسة القرآن ظمآن ظمآن وصالك يا رمضان للتوبة والغفران ومجالسة القرآن نور في الأفق يلوح باب الجنة مفتوح لا يروي عطش الروح إلا باب الريان نور في الأفق يلوح باب الجنة مفتوح لا يروي عطش الروح إلا باب الريان ظمآن ظمآن لوصالك يا رمضان للتوبة والغفران ومجالسة القرآن